Hey, this is your host, D. Wells, and it's time for part two with Shantae Page. Get those listening ears perked and ready, and those hands ready to take notes. By the way, note takers are history makers. Let's go.
I was achieving the level of success that the average person will never achieve, and I still wasn't fulfilled. So to go all the way to Tulum, Mexico, and have this spiritual retreat and have it revealed to me that this is my purpose, I couldn't ignore it.
Right. It's all about personal fulfillment.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the point.
I'm supposed to tell that testimony to people. I'm supposed to inspire people, because half of this whole thing is just being exposed to it.
Right.
A lot of these young people don't know that it's even possible. They're just going by what their older brother or their older sister is doing, and it's getting them in trouble.
Right.
And if they knew that there's another way, that there's all these other avenues to make money other than stealing, robbing, all of these things, then a lot of them wouldn't do it, but that's all they see. So I want to raise the conscious vibration of our people.
That's right.
As many people as I can touch before I leave this planet.
That's it. Touchdown.
That's it.
We have to.
That's why I'm here, you know, and I live it. I turn my nephews, my younger nephews, you know, I brought them into the TV business. I put them on. I am their mentor. Mm-hmm. I speak to them on a regular basis and I coach them. They're the next leaders and I see it. And I'm sitting back and I'm watching and I'm like amazed. But it took a village. I'm not sitting here taking credit for that, because their parents were very involved as well. But I turned them on to the entertainment industry, because I'm the only one in my family who's in that business. And they took it and they ran with it. So yeah, it's exposure. You expose young people who are sponges to something and they go.
I remember, shoot, when we were just all just hanging out at, you know, in a lounge and just having an opportunity to meet your nephew when he actually came, because Mikey called him up, right?
Yes. My nephew, Jonathan Bertrand.
Yeah.
He called him up, basically hazed him a little bit.
He did.
Yeah, and was like, get here. How far are you get here?
Yeah.
And Jonathan did, you know. He did. I mean, he's hungry. He's hungry. I'm just so impressed, you know, with my the younger generation and my family.
Yeah. Now you see, that boy is driven too. He has a sense of purpose. He knows exactly what he wants to do.
Yeah. But they came and stayed with me one summer. I took them to set. I took them to post. They would sit in with me. They would sit in on the edits with me. Every day they were with me for my 13, 14 hour day, all day long. And a couple times they were sleeping and I got video footage and camp photos, and we laugh about it because they just conked out. They were like, how do you do this? Like, how do you do this? But then they got hungry for it.
Yeah.
And so back then there were little flip cameras. I bought them their first flip cameras. And then they started producing their own stuff and editing their own stuff. And it's just a beautiful thing to see. And now, I mean, I'm just wow. Like, they're doing some major stuff globally. And you just have to sit back and say, you're privileged to be a part of that journey.
Right.
Yeah.
And so with, like, just everything that you've done and that you continue to do, as far as, like, you know, helping others just, you know, kind of find their way. Why do you think that's important?
I think the older generation needs to help the younger generation. Now, granted, I can't help everybody. And I am an empath. So I'm like a sponge and I take on everybody's energy. So I have to be very selective about who I choose to mentor. Uh-huh. I think that if you're on this earth and you go through your whole life and you don't give back, you had no purpose.
What's wrong with
you? What were you here for? Now, you were just here. You were just chilling. You were just soaking up the sun and libation and kicking it. And then you pass. And there are a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
And they don't live long lives because they're not purposeful. So I have to, it's my duty. And I know it's my duty to give back. So I feel like, it's instilled in you, and it's just something that you have to do.
Right.
But you have to be selective in it. You can't mentor somebody who drains the hell out of you. Right. You know, that happens too. It's like, I'm mentoring this person and then I'm messed up for 2 days and I got to try to regroup and, you don't want that. You want someone who's hungry, somebody who's listening, somebody who takes direction, somebody who appreciates your time. And I can honestly say my nephews appreciate my time.
Yeah.
They appreciate what I teach them. And they look up to me. They truly do.
And I think that's one of the, you said something just before with the amount of hours that, you spent on a set. And man, when you love something that you're doing, it's hard to put that time. I mean, it's easy to put that time in, and people actually see it and they thrive off of it. Okay, Shante's operating in her space. Watch out, because she's gonna do whatever she needs to do to make things happen. But at the same time, it's I think now we really don't have no excuse, especially after seeing this John on stage. I just keep on thinking about that. At that age, in his mid-70s, and he's still investing in everybody who's there and who's part of the program. And then we had the opportunity to see, was it Mr. Ben from Ben's Chili? Yep. Yeah. That brother's still doing it. I'm like, goodness gracious. So everybody who's operating in their gift, man, they're thriving, and they don't care about the long hours as long as they're doing what they need to do.
And even with John, he spoke for us at our conference, at our IMC conference. He was the keynote speaker. It was about 7 o'clock Eastern time. Mm. He was getting on a plane to go fly to the West Coast.
That's right.
That same night in his 70s. He's like, guys, I'm about to leave here and go hop on a plane and go do a speaking engagement because they're 3 hours behind. I mean, and that's how Tyler Perry was. Uh-huh. So if you work for somebody with that work ethic, how could you not match their intensity? How could you not? And anybody that works for me, I want them to match my intensity. I want them to see, like, I'm passionate about it. And if you're not coming with passion, we don't mix.
That's right, huh?
And it's okay, but I'm just, if you don't match my intensity, then it's not gonna work,
right? But what was
that happened? You know?
Yep. And so when you're working with people, just kind of, with the organization you're part of, with the ladies, and you guys are out there sharing. I guess when you're talking to some of these other young ladies and they're picking up what y'all are putting down, do you guys ever just kind of like follow up with them just to kind of see, how they're progressing, or just in your individual coaching, when you're coaching somebody and their progression level is they're starting to thrive and get it, how does that actually make you feel? And do you want to invest more into that person? Because, okay, this person's getting it. They are thriving. Let's go to the next level.
I love to see the younger generation thrive, and I will always be a source of inspiration for them. And there are a few women in my life, and I will reach out to them. I'll see how they're doing. I'll continue to pour into them. But then I have mentors that continue to pour into me. It's a never ending cycle, you know? So you're never too old for a mentor. And you're, as we constantly evolve and we constantly learn, then you may end up being a mentor to your mentor. You know, you just never know. That's how life works, you know, but the chosen few in my life that I've chosen to be a part of their journey, and they might not even know it.
Yeah.
But I'm just always there. And I check on them, or I, you know, if they invite me to something, I go, and I'm very selective about the things because it takes my energy. So I'm very selective about where I go these days. Since I had my spiritual awakening, like everything takes my energy. But if I'm vested in you, I'm going to make the effort.
Yeah.
They might not even see it. They just might be like, oh, Shante showed up. Yay.
Right.
Not thinking, you know, this is, you know, she really is, she's investing in me. But I do have women like that.
Got
and
it.
It's important to me. And I want to see them grow. I want to see them win.
Mm-hmm. And I know you just kind of hit on like protecting your time and steering away from negative energy. What kind of like systems or routines that you actually have that you actually use to implement to protect your time?
I meditate every day now. And I used to meditate, but it would be like, okay, this day, and I'm too busy on this day. I'm too busy. Oh, I'm gonna meditate on this day. Now it's a habit. It's not a duty. Every single morning is the first thing I do. So if people are like, oh, can we schedule a meeting at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whatever? That's my meditation time. That's me time. And no, I'm not available. It's after this time. And I don't need to tell them, you know, what I'm doing. I have an appointment, but I have an appointment with me.
Right.
And I make sure the minute my feet touch down from my bed every morning that I say that I'm grateful and I'm grateful for the day. Mm-hmm. And then I immediately get into my meditations because, if I start doing anything else, then I get sidetracked. Right. And then, you know, then my day starts a whole lot different. So I meditate, then I go on Instagram and I do my daily post of inspiration, whatever inspires me. Yeah. Because at that time, early in the morning, my feed is flooded with inspirational posts, and whatever I'm inspired by, I want to share it. So I'll share it. And then I go about my day.
Got it.
But this is my ritual.
Uh-huh.
Every single day, 7 days a week. And it wasn't that before. Like I had to schedule in meditation. and it was said, somebody, I don't remember who said it, but you need to meditate every day. And those that can't find time for meditation, they need maybe to meditate even harder. So I was one of those people. I needed to meditate harder because I was finding it difficult to slow down and to meditate. And most people don't realize, you know, it's nothing major to meditation. It's just sitting still and hearing that inner voice and praying and being in a grateful spirit and a grateful heart. If you can't do it for an hour, like I do it for a half an hour, do it for 20 minutes. Just make sure you get it in every single day.
That's huge.
I'm on a different mission right now. So I do it for an hour. I'm on a different mission. I'm trying to bring in really big things right now.
That's right.
So yeah. So I do affirmations. I meditate. I use sound. Oh,
killing it, huh?
Meditation is a must for me.
Yeah.
It's a must. It's a part of my ritual. And now I don't even see it as a duty.
Uh-huh.
I think it's it's just a part of my daily conscious life. And the other thing is, and we briefly touched on this when we were in Orlando, the negative thoughts that come into my head on a daily basis, I shift them immediately. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't shift one negative thought, you will get dozens that come after that. So it's so important when it's brought to your conscious level to shift that negative thought. I say cancel clear, because I send the message to the universe, cancel that thought. I don't want that. That's not what I'm trying to manifest, universe.
Right.
But when you shift it with the cancel clear, and then you say something with a grateful heart, then you'll notice that you'll start getting more grateful or thoughts in your mind. But if you say something like, and I hate when people do this, this day couldn't get any worse. Oh, you know, yeah. This and this happened to me this morning, and then it just can't get any worse. And I would say to that person, but it absolutely can get worse. And the universe is going to bring you worse because you just asked for it. Well, no, I didn't ask for it. Yeah. But the universe doesn't know the difference between what you want and what you don't want. It just knows you put in a request. Uh-huh. So when you say, oh, it can't get anything worse, and the universe is trying to wow us, oh, it's going to wow you with worse. And you'll see it. They'll say, oh, their day started off, and then you'll see the progression, mm-hmm. and they'll tell you all of the things, and it does get worse. So it's our nature to have those thoughts come to our consciousness. And I'm in a space now where I dismiss it.
Right.
I rebuke it. I cancel clear, delete it, and I will shift my thinking and think of something positive. And I do that at least 10 times a day, at least.
Wow. You have to.
You have to. And you'll notice, like, when you say that to somebody and really bring it into their consciousness, it's like, you could say something simple like, I hate when such and such juice does that.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you'll find more and more things that you hate about this person. Mm-hmm. You'll be thinking it in your head as you're talking to this person, and then you're projecting that on this person. And then that person starts feeling a vibe from you, and then they start projecting that to you. And then y'all are both sitting there, and you really like this person. And now all of a sudden, y'all don't want to be around each other.
Yeah. All because you can't control a thought. And you allow that thought to manifest itself. Yep.
Yeah. So if people realize that key component, it would change our lives. But the system wants us to stay in a bubble, doesn't want us to raise our vibration, doesn't want us to think outside the box, because when we think inside the box, we are controllable.
Right.
If everybody starts to elevate their vibration, like, they're in trouble, right? Everybody starts to raise their vibration, and they're not in a mindset of lack, because we learn that abundance. You have to be in an abundant mindset. They're not in a mindset of lack, in a mindset of scarcity, in a mindset of being scared, in a mindset of rigidness. Mm-hmm. If everybody is like warm and love and abundant, this is going to be a different world.
It would be.
Yeah. So that's why it's, you know, we have to get that message out. We have to spread the word.
Elevate yourself.
Elevate ourselves.
Up in investing in yourself. And
yeah.
And so, we just been exposed to so much within this past week. When it comes to investing in yourself, what kind of books are you reading, or have you read, that actually helped you get to where you are?
Well, The Secret is one of my favorite books of all time. And I have it actually. I have it here.
I actually saw that. Man, that came out, what was it, back like in 2008, 2009, somewhere around
yeah.
there?
Yeah. So I have the hard copy in my house, like on my coffee, my little coffee stand. But it's also, I also have it in the Audible version.
Yeah.
So if ever I'm in a mood where I'm like nervous or scared or feeling just in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I'll pop it in my car and remind myself
right.
of being in a mindset of abundance. And recently, because of the John Maxwell leadership program that we're in, I'm listening to his books. And I actually did a meeting this morning and bought a book that I'm about to read called Leadership that I've heard really great things about. But anything that I feel like I could, I'm like a sponge. I just want knowledge. I feel like I can never get enough of that. Will Smith's Audible was really interesting to me. It was inspirational to me. I really enjoyed that book.
I didn't even know he had a book out.
Yeah. And the Audible version I recommend.
Okay. Because all right.
He's animated. He's the one reading it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I actually drove to Florida to see my sisters, and I had like a bunch of stuff in my trunk because I did a whole little trunk show, and I couldn't fly with all that stuff, so I put it in my trunk and I did a road trip, and I listened to his book all the way, the whole 6 hours.
Wow!
I listened to it all the way there and all the way back.
And what's the title of it? Is it just his name, or is it, does he actually have a title?
It has a title, and I'll tell you now. I'm not even sure of the title of it, but he only has one book.
Okay.
And it is Will.
Will.
Called Will. Mm-hmm. Will by Will Smith.
That's right. Will to live, Will and to empower other people, right?
Powerful messages, and it was like life lessons and
all right.
wisdom. And I'm in the process of writing my book that is a life lesson book, and I've been writing this book for like 10 years, but I'm finishing it this year.
Nice.
I've put my foot down, and it's the natural progression for what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
You have to be out there speaking to people, right? You've got to have something
right.
to give them,
right?
To lead them with. You just can't, okay, that was great. See you later. It's like, oh, if you want to get more knowledge like this, here's my book. So, yeah.
That's good. Well, just speaking on books, I'm going to do a book also. And I believe it's going to be, you know, I think one of the things that I wanted to do just with the podcast and everything, since I have so many great people coming on, is actually creating like a newsletter as well, as far as like highlighting some of the takeaways from an interview, and then takeaways from prior interviews, and then what's coming up next and the direction of the podcast, that kind of stuff, just kind of getting it out there. And I got that from James Clear, who wrote that book, Atomic Habits. Who's going to be at the next Maxwell conference.
Yeah.
And so I definitely want to do a book also, just to give away, kind of like you were saying, especially for these youth out there. I can't wait. So,
yes. Every story is a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure you've gone down a road that you didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And you're like, how did I get here? Somebody of influence could have told you, don't go down that road.
Right.
Because it's going to lead you there.
Uh-huh.
You know, touch that stove. It's going to burn.
It's going to burn.
Somebody could tell you that.
Right.
You might rethink that going down that road. But if you're just bright-eyed bushy-tail, go down that road and get burned. Yeah. So, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you've got knowledge, write about it.
Yeah, we got to share it. But I think we all have a book, so
it's just everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Everybody has something of value to teach, mm-hmm. and nobody's story is alike.
Right.
So that's what makes us so different. And we leave our imprint on the world that lives on when you're gone, you know,
mm-hmm.
your family members, your kids, everybody can look at that. And it's like a testament to you.
That's it. At this phase in your life, I know you're doing amazing things, inspiring and touching other people. How would you define success?
To keep evolving.
Yeah.
To not get comfortable. To keep superseding people's expectations, overachieving. And some people use overachiever as a negative, but I don't look at it that way. I just look at it as I'm not comfortable. Every time I reached a level of success, I was like, okay, what's next?
Right.
I can't get comfortable in this hit. I can't get comfortable in this hit show I have. I had 5 successful seasons of a show with Ricky Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Every single season, I was like, what's the next? Because if I get comfortable in that success, I'm not gonna reach for the next thing. So to the day I'm not on this planet anymore, I think I will continue to strive. I'll be in my 90s still talking about coaching people in the elderly facility. I could coach you. Come to my mastermind. Come on down. Oh, yeah. And I will be coaching those people.
That is funny. I can totally see it too.
Stop. Because if it stops, you're dead.
Right.
In my mind.
Right.
The day I stop progressing, the day I stop learning, the day I stop giving back is the day I die. The day I'm telling God, I don't have a purpose here anymore.
Uh-huh. That's it, huh?
Yeah.
And the cool part about that is that there are so many people who are already dead on the inside.
Walking dead.
Just existing. Yeah, that's a cold game.
We're so caught up in the trappings, the purses, the jewelry, the you know, expensive items that they're going in debt for.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't give back.
Right.
But they think their worth is, you know, what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
They look good. They have a nice car. So what does all of that mean? And to me, you're sending the message to God, to the universe, or to whoever you aspire to worship, that you don't have a purpose here.
Right.
You're just here for the trappings. You're not here to give back to anyone. There's too many people on the planet for that. Why are you taking up space?
Right.
I mean, it's just real. It's like, we've got to, in whatever way, I'm not saying you have to change the world, but in whatever way you can make a difference in your, within your circle, within your outer reach, you need to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We all need to do that as a people.
That's true. I appreciate that answer. That's a good one.
Well, thank you.
So before we wrap up, mm-hmm. I gotta ask you this last question. And that is, for anybody out there who has ideas and gifts, dreams, how should they go about it? I mean, just some information, just based on like wisdom and just inspire these folks.
I think you have to follow your gut.
Yeah.
We're given a God-given gift, and that's our gut. So your gut will tell you if something is nudging you every day, like get this project out, get this, or, you know, put it out. There's too many avenues now where it's Instagram, it's YouTube, it's Snapchat, it's this, it's that. There's so many avenues that you can put your put whatever product out that you want to get it out. When I was coming up, there was none of that.
Right.
And I still made it happen. So I don't want to hear with this younger generation, well, I don't know what to do. Figure it out. Because I did, you know, and I did it without an agent in the beginning. And I, you know, I made a way. And I think that's what, in one way, we have the upper hand, because we didn't have all of the luxuries that they have. Uh-huh. And so a lot of them have become complacent and lazy as a result, because they take it for granted that you can just load something up on Instagram and you can get viewers instantly.
That's it.
We didn't have that.
We didn't.
You know, like, it's like I had to like run around. Somebody, James DeBose, I wanted to get my proof of concept to him. He was like, and it did. It did get to him. I was producing producer reality series that I called webisodes, but it's now short form content. And he called me and he said, yeah, I'd like to meet with you. I'm in New York. He's in Atlanta. He said, I'm going to be in Atlanta for the next 2 days. It was like a Wednesday. He's like, can you get here and meet with me? I was like, absolutely. I figured it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to figure out a way. You can't hem and haw, and me having that attitude. He liked the content. He did not sign the content, but he did hire me for future jobs because I had the chutzpah. I had to get up and go. I didn't tell him how I couldn't do it. I told him when I would do it.
You're right.
So I think that they have to have that attitude. You can't find a reason why not. You have to find a reason of how you can do it. Mm-hmm. And you don't ask, figure it out. There's Google. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. There wasn't Google when I was coming up. Imagine that. We didn't have Google. When I was in college, we didn't have Google. So it's like, there's just, for me, there's no excuse. No young person can come to me and say, I don't know how.
Right.
That would turn me off. Honestly, it would, because there's just, it's no excuse for that.
Right.
It's like, I tried X, Y, and Z and it didn't work. Can you give me some tips on what I should try next? Now you've got my attention. But yeah, when they come to me and say, I don't know what to do, you're just being lazy.
Right.
You didn't even bother to Google your response. You didn't even bother to put together something on your cell phone and put it up on YouTube or Instagram and see if you got any traction. You're coming to me asking me something and you didn't do any work. To me, I don't have respect for that.
Right. Ooh-wee. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, y'all heard it first. Rashante, don't set limitations on yourself. Hustle, go out there and grind and do it. Make something happen. Set the bar high for yourself.
Goodness gracious. Yeah.
Yes. Anything is possible.
That's it.
Anything is possible. The world is our oyster.
That's it. Thank you, girl.
And you just heard that. You heard the train.
I heard the train.
Right. The minute I said the world is our oyster. Yeah. Yeah. That's the universe.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're going to step. You're making it happen. Nobody said you had to do this. You're like, no, this is something I want to do. I want to get the word out.
Right.
You know, you're making.
And thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Shante for her time and her insight. You can tell she is focused, disciplined, and driven with a winning mindset. And these are just some of the attributes that she instills in those she coaches. Hey, next week, I'll be joined by Mr. Zoe Vince from Soul Ministry. He has questioned and yearned for what he was called to do. And he listened, and now he's listening. And now he's living his calling. by being a light to others. And join me next week with Zoe on Why Not You. And you guys just focus on becoming the best version of you. Have a blessed week.